Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. Test.
Whoa.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, go ahead, do your
testing, move. Testing. Perfect.
All right, perfect sound. Everything was deleted. We're not going to tape over anything. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast.
We've finally figured it out.
After all these years.
It only took a little tiny bit of help from other people, see?
Well, you know, listen, live and learn. That's what I always say, right?
Yeah, but you live like for a long time before you learn. You could live and learn more immediately, and then it would be faster.
Well, that would be to your liking, but there's no time limit on learning because you're always learning. But in
but
your,
are you?
In your,
are
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
What's your best conspiracy theory that you've heard about the coronavirus so far?
Aliens. I haven't really.
Have you heard it?
No, I was looking yesterday on Facebook, and they were showing a spaceship in China, and it looks so real, but you know, these people are so good at, you know, videos,
right.
and you know, and I'm looking at it going, oh my God, look at that. Then I went to MSN and there was no reports on spaceships, so or UFOs.
Oh my.
Well, how do you know? You don't believe in UFOs?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Why not?
Because I just don't. There's never been any
that you know of seen.
I mean, there's no good reports of it yet. I mean, you know.
Do you know how many pilots have seen stuff and say they've seen it,
yeah,
and they bury it? How about the thing down in
I think there's a lot of stuff we don't know. That's true.
Yeah. How about the thing in Texas where they were going to storm the gates? What is it? Area 57, is it?
Where's that in Texas?
Oh, no, that was
Reno. Nevada,
That was Studio 54. It's not in Reno. It's in Texas. What's it called? Hold on. I'll tell you. Area
51?
I don't know. I mean, we know it's in the 50s. We know it's some. It's area. Okay, I bet you when I put area, it'll come in. Area. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Hold on. A-R-E-A. Area. Oh, I don't want area code. Area 50, oh, there's 53, 51 strain.
Okay.
Let's see if area 50.
Why don't you just put in area 51, click it, and then it'll tell you, which I know I'm right, by the
you
way.
You think it's area 51? Okay, area 51 search. Airport in Lincoln County, Nevada. Area 51 is a common name of a highly classified United States Air Force facility located within Nevada Test and Training Range. The facility is officially called Hami Airport Groom Lake, whatever name.
Do you know what I find fascinating about you, besides the fact that you can barely read? You do this all the time where I know something, I say it, and then you don't believe it. You never give me credit for anything.
I give you credit for a lot, but you
no, you're never like, oh, you probably know that. Yeah.
No, you said
no, Texas. Did you not?
You said...
You're constantly wrong, and it just doesn't bother you at all to just keep on acting like you know stuff.
You were wrong. You said Reno, Nevada. And it seemed-
I said, right, Reno, because I was thinking Reno was Nevada, so yes.
Reno is in Nevada.
It's in it, but it's not the state. I did make a mistake there, yes.
Okay, so we all make quickly mistakes. And I didn't jump on you for making a mistake. You made
a
mistake.
Yes, you did. You said, you said no, it's not. It's in Texas.
That's not jumping on you. That's disagreeing with you. That's how you exaggerate.
I know, but I'm saying, okay.
What?
I don't want to fight, but when you're wrong, you just are like so weird about it.
I didn't say I was wrong.
Were you wrong?
Then I read it.
Were you wrong?
What, about Area 51?
Yes.
Let's see if there's one in Texas. Okay, I'm going to put Area 51, Texas.
No, don't even put the 51. There might be an Area 50-something. That's what you were saying. You weren't even sure that I was right on the Area 51.
Well, that wasn't your first guess. Your first guess was 57.
No, I didn't. I never said 57. I said 51 from the beginning.
Do you really think you didn't say a different 50? You said 57, and I go Studio 54 after it. It doesn't matter.
I don't remember saying Area 57.
You did.
Okay. Then I misspoke.
So you don't think there's UFOs? That's what it all comes down to.
It doesn't matter what I think. It's what you think that matters, Rich. So why don't you?
That's not true. Oh, are you going to start? You didn't have the. Oh, you're going to start a fight?
I'm not starting a fight. It's exhausting.
You're exhausting. And I'm trying to not...
You're constantly wrong. You don't see the humor in that? You're always wrong. I'm not always... You always Google, and you're always wrong.
You're crazy. I'm wrong maybe
99% of the time.
You're wrong as much as I'm wrong, you don't think, in things?
No.
Oh, my God.
If I don't know something I say, I don't know it.
That's not true. Are you a little bossy? Are you bossy?
If I know something...
Oh, yeah, that makes you bossy when you know something?
It doesn't make me bossy. It's like when people know stuff and the other person doesn't, you go, oh, no, I know this. This is the thing. And then the other person goes, no, which is what you do all the time. Rain and I were even making fun of you the other day because you constantly go, no.
First of all, you were guessing Texas.
I didn't guess Texas. I said Nevada.
I mean, you were guessing Nevada.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't 100%. If you listen, you go, Nevada?
Yeah, but then the more I sat and thought about it, the more I knew I was right.
You didn't sit and think about it a long time.
I know.
So that's...
I was like, please just click it so that I can be right, so that you can go, oh, you're right. But then I realized that's not going to happen.
He doesn't do that.
He doesn't go, oh, you were right, I was wrong.
I always say when you're right, you're right. That's good enough. Well, you gotta say, well,
it's not that. It's your personality. It's horrifying.
Yeah. No, are you turning the right button? Look,
I don't know.
Yeah, see, you don't know.
I just said I don't know. When I don't know something, I say I don't know.
Do you love me?
I don't know.
Do you?
I don't know. I really don't. You're so aggravating. Like when I'm. I got to turn this down.
Make sure you're
Hello?
The right one.
Hello? I think that's it.
You're on mine. You turned mine down.
Oh, too bad.
Jesus Christ.
There.
Hello? No, get it going again.
I don't know which one it is.
Test. Where
Test. 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 There, that's mine.
Okay, test.
There you
test.
Go.
There.
There.
Good levels.
Okay.
We're at good. That's what it's all about is good levels. You know what I mean? That's our next podcast. We'll call it Good Levels.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll only talk about like levels of volume.
This one's good. I think we're speaking at a good level.
Mm-hmm. I like the level.
Your gum is bothering me and I'm not listening to this on headphones. So I imagine that is quite upsetting to people.
It's up in my lips. So you can't even tell I have gum.
Once again, he will not admit to anything. No wrongdoings. Do you know who else admits to no wrongdoings?
Oh, Trump?
You have a little bit of Trumpism to you.
No, I don't at all. I'm not a big
fan. Then why don't you allow yourself... You know what? Why don't you go through one full day of just being like, oh, dang it, I'm wrong, and just see what happens? Because nothing will. You'll actually be a much more fun, better person to be around.
And that same day you go, I won't be so bossy and aggravated.
Okay, I'll do it. I promise you.
No,
let's do it. Come on.
Oh, come on. You won't be bossy?
I won't.
It's not in your blood.
I won't. I will ease up on the bossy around.
Uh-oh, she's working on the levels.
Okay, that was too... These levels are too high.
Oh, I got water in my eardrums. You ever get water in your eardrums?
No.
You've never gotten water in your ears after a shower.
I'm sorry if that upsets you. But I don't recall that it happened.
Everybody has gotten water in their eardrums or ears, and it gets... You can hear it. What do you keep doing with the levels?
Okay, I think... Wait, yours seems quiet.
Yeah, because you turned the knob.
There.
Just get it
okay,
right. Don't right. touch things.
Okay, good levels.
Yeah, I hope it is a good level. What was I going to say? Now I forgot what I was going to say.
It was about water in your ears, so I hope you remember because fascinating. Wonderful.
No, I just made a statement. I wasn't going to do a whole thing on it. Because I got water in my ear. What do you clean your ears out with? Q-tips?
Cum.
Whoa. Who's cum?
Keebler elves.
It's so corny.
They come in my ears at night. They come in my ears at night.
The Dream Police. I love that song. I love the video.
Okay, listen.
Okay, so.
Why don't you, let's get back to this thing of like, I think it's a good step for you to just go around and be like, I'm wrong.
I think it's
just see how it feels.
I think it's a good step for you to walk around going, I'm too bossy.
Okay, I will.
No, you won't.
I will.
Okay, well, I'm not wrong that much.
Oh, my God. See, you can't even do it in, like, theoretical terms.
In retrospect?
Remember when
Brenda said that last night? All right. Well, anyhow, last night, Bonnie and I took a nice ride, and we went past this house that I've seen online for sale for $3 million. Oh, God, do we want that house?
I don't. Honestly, because I thought about it, I don't know why, for real, and I was like, it's too much.
Why is it too much? The party we could throw?
We never have parties. There may never be parties again.
You're looking at the negative.
Mm. It's a huge mansion. It's like a $10 million house. They must be selling it on the cheap. It's crazy.
Well, it's $10 million. If it was in Bel Air, it would be $20 million, $30 million. In the hills of Hillsboro,
but
$3 million.
But it's not like, you know,
7 acres of property.
Yeah, listen, other houses are not that cheap comparatively.
It depends where it is. You know, there's no other houses like that by it. So that's why it's not like in a neighborhood where you see a bunch of $2, $3, $4 million houses. You'll see one $3 million house. And then you go a quarter mile and you'll see a $300,000 house. So if that was amongst other houses that size, yeah, the price, you know, if you go up to Alpine, New Jersey, you'll see that same house and it'll be $12 million, $8 million.
That's a lot of difference.
Yeah, because all the other houses around it are like that.
I mean, the 8 to 12. That's quite a range.
Yeah, $4 million.
You're good at math.
I'm good, yeah.
If you can hear the sewing machine in the background, Raina is busy making me a birthday present.
Oh. I don't know what
it's going to be.
Hope it's a muzzle. Hey, Raina. Oh, well, I don't think we're going to get a cameo from Raina. She sits in the corner on her sewing machine like she's, you know, an immigrant from another country that's working for like, you know, $1 a day as a seamstress, and she won't take her eyes off the machine, and she loves doing it. She's good at it. Bonnie's getting good at it. I'm not doing any of it. I don't do that. Today I had to work on where the water releases out of our sump pump outside. So much water comes out of our sump pump. Our yard.
It's sump pump time. People were waiting for it. Sump pump time. People really want to hear about it. Sump pump time.
Have I ever talked about the sump pump before?
I don't know. This is a new.
Well, so much water. New... Our yard.
We're taking this podcast to new heights.
I think this house, this land used to be a swamp because water just builds up in our backyard. And
well,
it is...
I think we're just keep pumping out the same water.
No, I even put it further away.
Mm.
It's all the water underground.
I understand the concept.
You know, so yeah, at some point that water goes back underground and it gets repumped from the sump pump.
That was Sump Pump Talk with Richard Voss. Sump Pump Talk. It's so much fun. Sump Pump.
I'm not done.
Sump Pump. Sump Pump.
But I have drainage, not in my mouth, but I have drainage and I move it around because it just builds up so much.
You need a sump pump for your mouth.
Yeah, I just said that.
No, you didn't. But
I said not in my mouth.
Not in your mouth, and I made it actually a joke.
Okay, there you go. Bonnie turned it around.
That was Sump Pump Time with Richard Voss.
I'm doing so many like podcasts, and today when I did Norton and Sam in the morning.
Uh-huh. Jim and the other guys, what I call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim and the annoying one.
They asked me a question. And
Jim and dead weight. That's another name for it.
What else?
Jim and driftwood.
Any more? Jim and.
I'm trying to think of what those things are that blow across the street.
Tumbleweed?
Yeah, Jim and tumbleweed.
Anything else?
No.
Jim and Kindling?
Jim and the Wasted Seat.
I think he does a good job. I think, he's in his glory, Sam, when I was on Alone, I mean, that was kind of boring, you know. They're asking me questions about, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, because you don't really have a sense. You're very literal.
I have a sense of humor when there's something to be funny about.
So you go like, I moved the sub pump hose. Like, you'll tell that story like it's like the most interesting thing in the world. I bet that's what you talked about. Is that what you talked about before I got on?
No, I didn't talk about that. But people that have sump pumps relate to sump pump stories.
Sump Pump Talk with Richard Voss.
Okay, so
want to have some fun with your sump pump? Talk to Richard Voss.
Okay, you can make fun of it, but if...
No, if I you know what? I shouldn't, because you know why? I was a comedian before, but now I'm all about the sump pump talk with Richard Voss.
Oh, you're so fucking aggravating.
Oh, you're so aggravating. Could you just let me talk about the sump pump, please, if you don't mind? But there's a lot of sump pump owners out there that really wouldn't need to hear about it. I've been moving the sump pump hose because our yard is full of water and it just keeps pumping out more water. And
I'll pump it out of my ear.
You know, it's sump pump talk and people enjoy it. They want to hear about it. Our sump pump, and we have a backup too, by the way, I should mention that.
We have two.
We have two backups because...
No, one backup, two pumps.
I just said we have a backup. What does a backup mean? It means a second one.
Yeah, go
ahead. So then when you say we have two, that means two backups.
No, one backup.
So when I said we have a backup, that was enough information for people, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. They're talking about the sump pump, Sandy! Things have gotten crazy because Sandy's back. It's like a weird, I don't know what happened. It's like coronavirus revived her. I wish I knew which one of these I could turn down.
Don't. Leave it alone. Leave the levels alone.
Leave the levels alone.
You know, it's funny that you came downstairs or came in the other room last night. Oh, my sister moves her sump pump hose around.
Yes, yeah. Because I'm not saying never talk about the sump pump. I'm saying when you sit down and you go, you know, I really want to give people some entertainment in these trying times. There's a lot going on and people are having a hard time. First on the list, I'd like to go through the sump pump issues that we have, if you don't mind. Because I think that's important for people to hear about. Oops.
Yeah,
it's fine. Like, we talk about bizarro things like...
Bizarro?
Yes, in the house, you talk about boring, normal stuff. That's how marriage is. That doesn't mean you go ahead and
Oh, it's good enough to talk about when we're alone.
Yes, yes. But that doesn't mean it's good enough for the podcast.
Well, here, when I did radio...
But that won't stop me. I'm Richard Voss, and I want to talk about my sump pump.
What? Is there any reason you're dancing like you're in a Broadway play?
I would love to talk about my sump pump. I love it so much. I have a backup. I have two. That means only one backup and one real one. But anyway, it's my sump pump. I dream about it at night. I dream about it at night, too, because it's outside my window and I can hear it gushing water at all hours.
You can?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that interesting, folks?
You're right.
You know what? People have been hearing too much about coronavirus, and I think it's time. Wouldn't you rather listen to people talk about their sump pump?
Well, I, this morning, was doing radio.
People are Googling sump pump now.
And they posed a question to me this morning. And I don't know if I came off if the answer was, you know, he said, I don't know if it was Sam or Norton saying, hey, what do you think about putting content out now or doing comics, doing stand up in their living room? And I said, for some, it looks desperate. For some, like Joey Cola did in his living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's not desperate for him because, you know, he's just fucking around. You know,
it's not desperate for anyone to do.
To stand
people,
in front of nobody.
Yes, yes. People got the rug pulled out from under them. They have no savings. They're living in an apartment with three other people. They have no way out. They have nowhere to go. They don't have any money. They have no way of making money. Yes, absolutely.
No, I'm not talking about people trying to make money.
Oh, what are you?
I don't know.
It's not just, desperate at all. It's just putting out content. People can take it or they can leave it.
I don't know.
I don't see your point, actually.
I'm not saying everybody. I don't know.
Joey Cola you're giving a pass to for some reason. Because he's already rich, I guess.
Yeah, he doesn't need to do it, so he's fucking around.
Oh, so the people who don't need to do it should do
it.
People who really do need money.
No. I'm just saying I don't know if that's...
Raina, I don't know if our levels are right.
Are your levels right? Hi. Levels, are you right? Or are you left?
Did you see the...
Oh, starts with a joke.
Yeah.
We started with... we were talking about the sump pump outside. Okay, here's the question.
Is your sump pump working? Sump pump working?
Yeah. Huh? Do you think it's okay or desperate or... not even desperate. I don't even know
Why do you think it's desperate?
I didn't say it was. I said it might seem desperate with some people.
You just said I said it was desperate. Why did you say it was desperate? You just said no.
No, I didn't say it was desperate. I said it might seem desperate.
Okay, well, it's a very, very fine line
between some people and some not.
But why?
So just what? It doesn't matter. Just what is it? What do you think is desperate?
I don't know because when I look at the videos,
what do you think
I'm
is desperate?
It might not be
great material.
I don't know. It just maybe new comics, open micers. It could be desperate and not desperate for people that.
I think it's the opposite. What are you talking about?
He's talking about people that just because they can't go to comedy clubs anymore, so they stand in their living room
and they do a video of them
doing stand up, but like with no audience, obviously, and they put it out. And Rich thinks
if
you're rich, it's okay to do.
I didn't say if you're rich. I'm saying I don't know if you do
it.
It
seems like content.
It's just content.
No, but if you're doing it in a fun, wacky way, it doesn't.
If you're
look,
wacky, it's fine.
Not wacky in a fun like in a.
So you're. I mean, when you go to comedy shows, what's the difference? It's just people at work.
What? Bonnie agrees with?
One, I didn't ever hear her side or whatever before I said that. So don't go, Miss agrees.
Yeah, okay, what's two?
Two is a number.
You said, what's one? You go one.
One is my point. Two is a number.
No, but... Why is it desperate for someone to put out a video of them doing comedy?
I can't figure it out.
Why would it be desperate to do comedy on a video?
Because a comedy is okay. If you're,
why are you getting so mad?
I'm not getting mad because you're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not. You said I said it was desperate.
No, I said it seems desperate.
But why would it be desperate?
What's the difference of that?
Listen, if you're a musician, and I'll tell you why. if you're a musician, you're playing,
watch the levels,
and you play folk guitar or piano or flute, and you go on the internet and you play for people, good. But comedy is interactive. That's how comedy works. You need
not
an audience.
Not always.
Shut up. You don't know. You never did it.
Grin jokes. I mean, just.
It's interactive.
Yes, okay, but we're not in a situation where we can be interactive. So,
then you got to find another way to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. Don't copy her.
I'm not being. Well, you got to find another way to do it.
It's too loud. We need to turn the lights down.
No, it's good. No, I think because I'm yelling and I'm close to it. No, but you go, got to find another way to do it. So, the video's online. That's the other way to do it.
Even like if you're an actor, you could do a scene, or a singer, you could sing and you could sit and watch it. But it to me, okay, here's what it is. Here's what it is.
Okay.
It doesn't work as well as the other arts.
I was just going to say, instead of saying it's desperate, you should say it's not ideal.
It doesn't work as well for me.
No, of course, for anyone, but it's all they have. It's like saying, somebody who I don't know, I can't think of an example, but
doctors giving first aid training online. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like,
they can't help. They can't.
I think it's
actually
desperate.
Doctors probably would be doing the coronavirus. It's not a good example either.
But it's just like, there's some.
What?
I don't know. It's just weird to say it seems desperate.
It's not desperate. It's
not ideal, but it's all people can do right now.
No, there's other things people can make.
Well,
videos.
What other comp? That's what they're doing. They're making videos.
But what if they're not good at doing anything but writing jokes? They're not allowed to do that anymore in your opinion?
Yes, I didn't say no. I didn't say it's stupid. I said it doesn't work for
me. No, that's what you said after an hour.
Yeah, after I figured it out. It wasn't an hour,
Miss
Exaggerator.
Okay, so this morning you started off with, it seems desperate.
I said, I'm not sure. And my conclusion is, after thinking about it, the other arts.
So we've helped you here today. Is that what you're saying?
Not at all. I came up with it myself.
Okay. I got to go because I just can't talk to you. You're so weird.
No, but you put words in my mouth.
I didn't put words in your mouth. You put your own words in your own mouth and then shat them out without thinking about them. No. Then when we said, hey, it's not really desperate. It's all they can do. You suddenly had a change of heart of how you looked at the situation. Then when I said, oh, good, we helped you. No, it had nothing to do with you. Yeah, thanks for, we talked it out.
Raina, you ever get water in your ears?
Yes, now he's going to change the subject because that's what happens when he gets painted into a corner and he can't get out.
Painted into a corner?
I don't think that's the saying.
It is painted into a corner.
Raina, do some of mommy's sayings. Do you know any?
I did those last time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It is painted into a corner.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
It is.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Once you get cornered, you just start looking for a way out.
No, I'm not cornered.
A lot of times it's yelling.
I'm not cornered.
Then you lie and say, I didn't say that when you actually did.
Also, why would you say you didn't say that when it's literally on recording?
I didn't say it the way she said it.
I did. Oh.
Yeah, it's like so nuanced all of a sudden what you meant before. When I bet you when we go... Because you said it to me yesterday.
Didn't say it to you yesterday. What did I say to you yesterday? We didn't talk about it.
You did. You said it's desperate. I said it's not.
I didn't say it's desperate.
No. She said it seems different. It's just totally different. Totally different.
How is it different?
Saying it seems different is so much different.
I don't know. It just, to me, doesn't come off like I think.
Like being in a room with 300 people?
I don't know what that feels like.
Finally, he's made a joke. It's a breakthrough.
I don't know. I don't know.
Have
you watched any? Have you watched any?
No, I'm not watching this shit.
So?
Well, what? I didn't say it's for me. I'm saying if they want to do that content, I don't find it desperate.
I don't say don't do it. Some people might be doing it great. Look, Maria Bamford did a special in her living room in front of her parents.
A special
in front of her parents. And that was great. It was great.
Desperate.
Huh?
Super desperate. I emailed her and I said, you might want to change the title of this to desperate.
I was watching it the whole time. Desperate.
No,
so
seems
desperate. No, no, sorry. Seems desperate.
Seems really, desperate.
Different. It's different.
You watch it, Raina?
I don't think it's desperate. I don't think it's desperate. I think
it seems. It might come off as desperate to people like me because I think it seems desperate because it is. Just seems
not
desperate.
Not is. Not is. I don't mean it. You're putting words in my mouth. It seems.
I never even
desperate.
Said it seems desperate. I said
I don't. I think that's.
I said it's not for me. I said
it's not ideal. That's what I said.
I said it's not for me.
She's sitting on your lap. You're like a ventriloquist.
I know, but you know why? Because it's like, it's weird to talk to you. It's like your brain will not comprehend any kind of like, what?
Maybe the dog.
You think the dog sounds like this?
You probably can't.
Yeah, it showed up.
You know what else I heard on the radio that makes no sense?
Uh-oh. Later he's going to say, it seemed like it made no sense.
This made no sense.
Okay. Seems like it made no sense.
No, this makes no sense.
Okay.
And when I'm listening to the comedy channel, Raw Dog or whatever, and they play a track from a ventriloquist on the radio,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. You don't even know if the dummy's in the room. You don't even know if the lips
It's just
are
somebody doing this. It's somebody doing this. Well, look at all the nice people here today. Nice! These people look like losers! Yeah. I'm not moving my lips. I'm not moving my lips.
I promise. It okay. seems like I'm moving my lips.
Okay, Raina, you be the dummy mommy. You be the ventriloquist.
No,
thanks.
No, we're not some dumb children's skit show.
That seems desperate.
No, that's content.
Oh, it's content? Oh, it's content?
Yeah.
Really? To listen to someone... pretend to be a ventriloquist with your daughter that...
Yes. Don't try to come in here all smug and being against me.
Because
later you'll come lay and hug and go, oh, give me a hug and ruin our movie.
Remember when you were hugging him and he was losing his mind?
Yeah,
he was screaming. I was in the other room and I could hear him just being like, get away from me!
Yeah, because she...
Get away from me!
She didn't want a hug. She just wanted to bother me.
I know, but she's giggling and giggling and then going, come on, give me a hug.
No,
and then you were literally, because you, I don't know why.
You like threw me across.
Yes. No, it's not hugging. She climbs up on you and falls on top of you and it's not walking up,
I know,
go,
but you have no, but you really don't have any other way of dealing with it.
I do. I start off slowly.
You talk to him and he goes, then I have to hit her.
Yeah.
Then I have to hit her.
I go, yeah, I said, is there another way you can get her to stop? I can hit her. You want me to hit her? I guess I'll hit her.
I have to hit her.
Those were your two things. Yell bloody murder or hit her.
Because you start off slowly and go, hey, stop bothering me. Hey,
no, you start like this. Raina.
I don't
start Raina, get off me.
Okay, wait. Raina! No, it's too long. She, one night, Rich and I were watching television, a movie, and then Raina got up and put the blanket over the TV. And Rich, boom, from 0 to 1,000, you just went, get it off! Get it off!
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I was like, whoa, chill out, dude. What the hell? Pause the movie. Like, no. I don't know why you're so against pausing.
I don't mind pausing.
Because in your day, there was no pausing, so you just forget that that's an option? Or...
Oh, and you're some spring chicken?
Well, I mean, you got a few years on me. Let's...
No, because if she walked up and go, give me a hug, I'd have no problem. She climbs on the couch. One, she could fall backwards through the bay window. Okay? She could lose her balance.
The window is like so far back. If I
fell... it isn't far back.
Okay,
it's
but if
a
I...
foot back.
Yeah, if I fell from the couch
Which
backwards,
one is it?
I wouldn't...
Because it's too loud.
No, there. It's because we're yelling. There. It's good.
Hello. Hello. That's way too much, Mom. Yeah. Way too much. Come.
There you go.
Hello? Is this better? Yeah, this seems better. Can you guys hear us? No. Say yes if you can hear us.
I just turned one off.
What are you doing?
You turned hers off.
Turn it back.
Okay, I don't know which
Why
one.
Why do you
I'm
keep sorry. Messing with the levels?
Okay, here. Is this ours? Is this one ours?
Oh, God
Hello?
Damn it. One is going completely up.
Hello?
Okay.
Well, oh, wait. Shush. Hello? Hello?
Okay, that's better. Levels. Good levels.
What about that one?
It's too tiny, Mom.
Fix that one.
Fix them all.
Look,
listen. Hi, guys.
Raina,
this one's good. Okay, this one's ours, the bottom one. Now you talk.
Raina, be quiet for a second. Bonnie, I swear to God, you think you know what you're doing? You don't. Turn it up a little. There. God.
There we go. There we go, guys.
Good levels.
I think it's a little too quiet, if you ask me.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Raina, did you do your schoolwork today? Because you got up late. What time does school start?
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, isn't the teacher going, hey, everybody? And
no, it's not.
Oh, it's fucking unbelievable. I can't do this.
Why?
Because
you're not talking about this is like the kind of thing we're talking about where you lose your mind over stuff that doesn't
you
matter.
You lose your mind all the time when I'm working on the computer, when I'm doing this. You don't know. You're reading. You don't know this after all these years. And then you start touching knobs and it's okay. But if I did that, you'd lose your fucking
okay, which
mind.
One's ours? Oh my God.
Hello.
Tell the truth.
Hello. Fine. Hello. Fine. Hello, guys. Fine. Are we good? We're good.
Would you lose your mind if I was doing that with the levels? Tell the truth. Know thyself.
No.
See?
I mean, it might seem like you were doing something shitty with the levels, but I wouldn't say that.
You said let's do a good podcast. I brought up some subjects. You know, the sump pump or whatever.
He's like, people are really going to want to hear about the sump pump.
Yeah.
The garden, you haven't helped at all.
I did. Am I working other parts of the yard, in the back of the yard? Am I?
By working, he means playing golf.
Seems like you're not.
Oh, really? You see all that? All
no,
the stuff
she
like,
didn't say you're not. It just seems it seems like you're not.
Can you be any more
it
aggravating?
Comes off,
the
it
only
comes
way you
off,
could be any more aggravating.
It's not ideal.
The only way you could be a little more aggravating is if you were her. That's the only way. And you're close. You're almost there. You're almost cloned into mommy. You're just like mommy.
No, she's not. She definitely has some rich Voss-isms.
No. Anyhow,
Some riches-isms.
I worked cutting down weeds and whatever in the back by the fence. You doing the garden. And then when I'm done, I'll move over to the garden. Okay? So that's all. We have a big backyard. We got a lot of stuff. Raina and I next week on a warm day are going to go plant flowers. Yeah. Well, seeds. Not flower. We're going to plant the flower seeds. And
yeah, that's how planting works. Plant the seeds.
Yeah, some people plant flower beds without seeds that already started growing, Miss Know-It-All. All right, some people plant seeds. Yeah, go ahead. You're going to go,
like, well, it's not really planting it. It's just kind of potting it.
It's planting. Whatever. If you're putting it in the ground, it's fucking planting.
Stop messing with the knobs.
Okay.
Because we're not talking.
Yeah, I go, well, you know, see, it's going to go quiet if I'm whispering.
You have something to do? Are you going to make me the thing you were supposed to make me?
I thought you ordered it online.
I said I need two.
Why would you need two?
What is it?
He wants a sash.
A quiver.
Yeah, quiver.
It holds your arrows.
Isn't quiver like when you like
shiver?
No, like
when this is a podcast. It's not charades.
No, like you know, like when your lip like quivers.
Yeah,
and like shakes.
Oh, that's what happens when I get mad and walk up. People start to shake and quiver.
No, I think it's just you, Raina.
You go from zero to a million. Like if people start,
I thought it was 1,000.
I don't know. It's a lot.
It changes on depending on the day. It seems like you go from zero to 1,000.
Yeah, it's not the same. You do. It seems like you do.
Does it?
Yeah. Why do you get so mad about things?
Because I don't get. Here's what I get mad about.
I was gonna say. Okay. Here it is. Here's the 7 steps to the Rich Voss. Denial,
first
denial,
all,
denial.
You just asked me
lie.
You just asked me why I get mad, and I was going to tell you.
Okay, so tell me.
And then you stepped on the answer because.
Oh God! Just say it.
Calm down.
It's like everything you do. She just echoes
you're
it.
Hurting
you're
my legs.
Hurting my legs.
No, I'm not.
It's not that I don't.
Ow, fudge me.
It's here's the problem, and I don't want to get into a fight, but. It's
it
not
seems
that
like this is the problem.
Shut your mouth. You can't keep doing that same joke, dummy.
You just called her a dummy. It seemed like that to me.
It seems like you just dropped your microphone. Seems like it.
It's not that I don't. It's she doesn't listen when you tell her to do something, whether it be go, you know, put that away. Last night we were downstairs here. Last night, listen to me. She's getting ready to walk upstairs. I said, take your computer for school tomorrow. She goes, I'll come get it. I'll come get it tomorrow. I go, you're here right now. Take the computer. And she starts walking up the stairs. And I had to yell and get her to come back and take her computer because you know she wouldn't have got up this morning.
But you don't just yell. You lose your mind.
No, I started off nice and easy.
You flip your shit. But can I just say one thing?
But let me finish. She doesn't listen, and that's the problem.
Okay. I got a couple things to say on this. One, what if you just let her leave her computer and she had to get up in the morning and come down and get it?
I'm trying to make her life
I know, easier. But if she doesn't want it, then you go, okay, no, it's not I guess.
No, you don't understand. It's not because she didn't want it. She was being lazy.
I know, but then tomorrow she'll be like, Jesus, I should have taken my computer upstairs.
No, she's not smart enough to learn that.
Okay, number two is a number. Uh-oh, look what's happening.
Oh. No, no!
Why?
I'll fix it.
Just
fix
go
it.
Over it. Just go over no, it. Who no, cares?
No.
And
no,
delete
I'll fix it. I can fix it. Just pause it and I'll fix it, okay?
I'll pause it right
here. We're back. We deleted the things.
All right, let's go. All right, I'm wrapping this up. Now
mad. Yes, why?
Because I'm mad.
Because you can't take... The reason you get so much criticism is because you can't take any.
No, that's not true. It's not moving. Where's it moving? I don't see it moving.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, and it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.